It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, let's go right to him. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. Boy, Blue, I hope you got about 20 umbrellas because, man, I don't know what's going on. The weather gods, I don't know if they're mad at high school football right now, but it was pouring last night, so apparently we get rained out in the Columbus Northwestern game. But Chaminade got their game in and sent a little message to Norlin. Are you kidding me? 45-20 in that game, Blue?
He sent a lot of messages last night. I mean, I'll tell you what, we watched that game, and, you know, Norlin's defensive front, probably as good as you're going to get, probably as good as you're going to get in the entire state. But the thing was, last night they kept making mistakes and they turned the ball over. And, you know, Chaminade certainly tried to do the same thing, throwing two pick sixes. And the game was close, but then Chaminade started showing why they're, you know, they're on their way back. I mean, those the hit up against Ely obviously was something, you know, that they couldn't help. And first, you know, you look what they did with Bosco in the opening game and played him right down the wire. So I think it's safe to say that Chaminade's right back in the saddle again. They showed, you know, they showed that they could play this game. The kid, Derek Cooper, who's a junior, reminds me of John Beeson, and that's not, you know, saying it lightly. Both ways, linebacker, running back, did a lot of damage last night. And you know what? The thing is, people got worried a little bit about Chaminade because they took on so much as far as schedule, and they lost so many players from last year. But I'll tell you what, they did send a message last night. Probably could have scored more, but like you said, the weather was not the greatest in the world.
That's incredible. It's just an incredible win. I thought Norlin was, you said, hey, they got a lot of talent. I just did not expect that. So what happens at Columbus and Northwestern? When are they going to be able to get that game in?
Well, I think because they were going to do it today, but because of the fact that a lot of kids had visits, I think they're going to go to week 10, I believe. That's what I heard last night. It's kind of tough to pin down what the deal was, but they were going to play at 3:30 today before the Heritage and Central game, which would have made a heck of a doubleheader.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to happen. It was pretty flooded. You know, Traz Powell doesn't usually flood, but it was tough, and the fans couldn't make it all the way up, you know, especially from South. So, and you want that game to be a marquee game. You know, I mean, no matter what the records are, it's two of the best teams over the last decade in the state, as far as I'm concerned, they are.
Yeah. Hey, so I got to ask you, speaking of Traz Powell, got a good-looking game. If they can get in tonight, good-looking game. American Heritage Plantation, D-Bell takes those wide receivers and going to Traz Powell to take on Central, Miami Central, man, that should be one hell of a game. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you got two teams that are capable of scoring some points, and you know, obviously the hiccup for American Heritage came obviously against Milton, which is Milton's one of the top five teams in the nation with a great quarterback on the way to Miami, but they also had that war with Shaman Amadana where they lost 48-45.
That's right.
So those are two games that, you know, obviously could go either way. And then you look at Western, they took care of Western and last week went to Naples. And then you got a Central team, which obviously in the first game lost to Lakeland, and Lakeland's pretty much the number one team in the state right now. And then they bounced back with some three big point games. Obviously, Booker T. Edison and Pompano Beach aren't the best of teams, but they did average 56 points a game in those three games. And I think it's going to be one of those type of games where the offenses are going to shine. It's going to be a lot like maybe the game against Chaminade. So, last week we were there and then wanted to get that game in with Northwestern and Norlin and waited until 9:15, didn't get home to almost 1 o'clock in the morning. And, but that's how you got to do it. I mean, and I don't ever remember, and I know a lot of people say, I don't ever remember it being this, you know, the weather being this much of a hint, you know, a deterrent to the games. I know that we've had rain, but the lightning is just, you know, it's amazing. But it's going to be a really good game, as you said.
Hey, so I got to ask you, I've been following this story up in Pompano, And I know you are really sold on Ely. And how good. I talked to some people in Palm Beach, say, hey, this Atlantic Delray Beach team is really, really good. Maybe the best team in Palm Beach. What's your take on Ely losing 42-13? I thought it was going to be a good game.
Yeah, well, you're right about Delray Heritage. Coach Murray's done a tremendous job. And they got, you know, they're playing that Orlando the First Academy, kind of the new kids on the block tonight up in Orlando. So we'll see where they're at, because that team is stacked as well. But you know what? It's just, you know, Delray Heritage, the Eagles are just, you know, they came to play, and Ely, I think, got buried early, and they never recovered. But they've got a pretty good game tonight against Piper. A lot of people don't know, but Piper's 4-0, haven't given up a point all year. Obviously, they're taking a step up in class, but that's another, you know, I think if I wasn't going to go to the game down south, I would have maybe checked that game out, because, you know, even though, you know, those teams don't get a lot of play as far as, you know, as far as when we put a spotlight on a lot of teams. And I think, you know, you take a look at teams like St. Thomas Aquinas, who I still think as the number one team in South Florida. I mean, they just reload. They don't do things pretty sometimes, like last week against Western. It was about time that Western stood back up, because they had to, because we picked them, Joe, you know, in the preseason to be one of the teams to watch in Class 7A, and they just hadn't lived up to it the first few weeks. And even though they haven't won yet, I think last week's game kind of sent a message that they can play football. And, you know, because certainly St. Thomas, they don't ever go easy on anybody.
Hey, so give me another game you're kind of watching. I kind of went over all the big guys because I do want to get to your top five this week, but another game you're watching tonight.
Well, you know what? Here's another game, and I know it might not be a marquee game, but Plantation. You know, Steve Davis, for all those years, did a great job.
Love Steve Davis and his family. Great guy.
Yeah, exactly. Great guy. So he steps down, and Darryl Strong takes over, and I watched them all, you know, throughout the entire summer, spring. And I don't know if a program works so hard. They're off to a 3-0 start. They play South Broward tonight. They have an opportunity, you know, to do something special as far as that's concerned. And, you know, like I said, you know, I mean, you had those games last night, and certainly Norland and Chaminade were, you know, two of the best teams. And then Northwestern, obviously, with Columbus. But Miami Southridge, a team that we're going to keep an eye on, too. I think the Spartans are kind of back. Maybe not to the Don Sullinger level.
No, never at that level. Back. That's a whole different – no. What they used to do in the state championship, that's a different level. Hey, Blue, I got to ask you. Give me your top five. Who do you like? You teased me with St. Thomas still number one.
Yeah, St. Thomas is one. Miami Central's two. Norland was three. And then Chaminade was four, so I think that'll kind of switch around. And then American Heritage was five. I had Northwestern, Plantation, Southridge, Blanche Ely, and Monarch as the top ten.
Oh, that's right. You had Monarch in there. You like that Monarch team.
Well, you know, they went up to Sanford Seminole last week, a really good team, and they had the lead with about a minute, 10 seconds left, and then they lost 30-26. So I still think they're going to be in the mix. I got to give a shout out to Booker T. They traveled to Lakeland this evening. No easy game there. So I mean, and we're still waiting for like Homestead and Palmetto. And I'll tell you another program, you know, that's done real well. And they'll find out a lot tonight. Is Dillard? Dillard plays at Miramar this evening, and Dillard's 3-1 after an opening night loss. So there's a lot of talent.
Some good stuff. Yeah, no question. Yep. No question about it. Hey, we're gonna have Frank Gore, future Hall of Famer, gonna join us. I talked about Frank being one of the greatest running backs I've seen in either county down here, and I always love to get into this with you because you go way back on this high school football. Where's Frank ranked for you for what he did when he was at Coral Gables High School, especially the games he had against Northwestern when they had some great teams? I thought Frank Gore was unbelievable. Anybody in that category that you really liked?
He's a generational kid, you know, and when people ask me about, you know, who's the best running back that I've seen? And, you know, back in the early days, they had Rufus Ferguson, who, you know, came out of Killian and went to Wisconsin, a really, really good back. He was Darren Sproles before Darren Sproles. You know, I thought him in that era, you take a look at guys like Busta Rhymes and Elvis Peacock.
Oh, those Oklahoma running backs. Yeah, man. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, and then you take a look at Frank Gore, obviously, Frank and Ashley, you know, from Hialeah. They were, you know, in Rivers and a lot of these guys like that, you know, in their era. And obviously, Dalvin Cook, you know, and over the last
– Yeah, Florida player of the year.
In this, but yeah. Frank definitely is one of those kids that – and, you know, I've watched him so many times, and he was a gamer. He never really wanted to come out. I mean, he had 300 yards at half one time, and he didn't want to come out.
Oh, no, he's so old school. I had him for – or I had him. I covered him down here with the Miami Dolphins for a year. He is so old school. Like, if you're not old school with him, he got a problem with you. He outworked everybody. He wanted to carry the ball. He was just phenomenal. It was great.
Yeah, I agree, Joe. And you know, even a couple of years ago after he retired, you know, I saw him, because his kids both play, his son also, you know, who just went into the NFL from Southern Mississippi. But also he has some younger kids, too, and he's always trying to be at all their games. And you look at him, and I'm thinking, damn, he looks like he could still play a little bit.
Yeah, no, he stays in great shape. We just got to keep away from fighting. Hey, Blue, thank you. We don't want him in the boxing.
Right, Joe.
Blue, thank you.
Seattle. All right,
appreciate it, buddy. Thanks. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joining us this morning. Yeah, we're going to have we're expected to have Frank Gore coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So we'll have more of that coming up for you here. And we got that jersey, Frank Gore jersey, to give away. We got that.
Going to do it next.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're going to do some picks coming up here as well.
Well, you want to, before we go to break, you want to talk about what's going on?
I can. We have the Coral Springs Trading Card Show. It is September 28th and 29th, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock, the Coral Ridge Mall, 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale at Sinbad Sports. You can go to sinbadsports.com for autograph tickets, more information. We are going to have a VIP autograph signing with Frank Gore on Saturday from 12 to 2. And then Mark Super Duper, the honey man.
Super Dupe. Yeah. And the new honey we're going to be telling you about.
Yep. He's going to be there Sunday from 12 to 2. He's going to come in studio next week. We're going to have signed jerseys from Duper to give away next week.
I got to tell you, man. That could be the most entertaining. Like, that is going to be an entertaining day.
Be a good one.
If Dupe's coming in the studio.
Excellent. It's on Tuesday.
We might have to invite like 100 people to come in. No, I'm just kidding. Just joking.
We will have, by the way, PSA card submissions on site. So if you got those raw cards, you want to get those sent out to get graded, they'll take care of that for you there. Thousands of cards to buy, sell, and trade. There's vendor tables available. All sorts of cards, by the way. Sports cards, Pokemon, whatever it is that you're into, we'll have it out there for you. The Coral Springs Trading Card Show, September 28th and 29th, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Coral Ridge Mall. 3200 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. You can head to sinbadsports.com for autograph tickets and more information, Joe.
Sounds good, man.
And we'll give away. You know what? We can give away. Do you want to give away the jersey now, or you want to do it?
No, we'll do it.
Next,
we do it.
Next?
No, we can do it next. We're getting everybody lathered up.
You got the wheels turning.
You know what
this
is? This is baseball on deck. We're doing on deck.
I don't know. People are freaking out about the Marlins. Some guy's really upset.
What's he upset about? What's he mad? What's he wants to do? Kill everybody over there?
He said I'm a fraud. You know, we're frauds because we were rooting for someone else at the game. I wore a Marlins jersey, but
you're right.
Come on, dude.
You're right. You're exactly right. I was not rooting for the Marlins last night. I was rooting to see that dude break the record here. You're 100% right. Great call by you, jerky. Hey, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.